Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, hanged like a horse.
Everyone plays The Sims differently. Zoe Bellotto, well, she meticulously makes her dream home, creates a perfect one-to-one of herself and her cat, and then lives her dream of being a cat lady living alone in a gigantic house. Me, on the other hand, I like spray painting my dog and building a series of massive pits around my property. If you'd like to witness this, and I imagine you would, then head to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where me and Zoe stream The Sims 4 every Sunday at 7 p.m. Australia time. Once again, that's twitch.tv/sanspantsradio every Sunday from 7 p.m.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which lesson would you impart onto a young Spider-Man?
Uncle Ben in this situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Our son, he's becoming a wrestler.
Nephew,
my God. We don't know why. But we're picking him up from wrestling. Maybe misremembering.
Yeah, we've gone to pick him up from wrestling.
We've gone to pick him up from a school, but he'd been a secret wrestler.
That's right.
And then we see a man doing a crime and we're like, stop him, but then he shoot us. And then our younger nephew, he here, and we're like, good nephew, Peter Parker.
Let me give you a piece of advice. I'm Italian now.
Yeah.
I hope that's your advice. I'm Italian now.
Your Uncle Ben, he become Italian. He shot in the heart in the right way. Make him an Italy man.
He become Italy spy.
What? Uncle Ben? Mamma mia.
With a big mustache.
As Peter Parker holds us dying in his arms,
okay,
we give him one piece of wisdom.
Now, for a long time, the only advice I would ever give someone is almost like a gag, because I remember just seeing this written on like a poster at Macca's, which I think is a Gretzky quote.
Yeah.
Which is, you always miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And I feel that is literally the only thing I could think of in that moment. Because I'm like, oh, God, I'm dying. I got to give some advice to this young boy. Oh, shit. What do I remember? Oh, that Macca's poster.
You have this. For some reason, I know you've told this quote to people, but I love giving it secondhand because it adds another layer
to
being like, as Zamet often says once reading after reading it. But I always picture you taking a shit. I'm looking at it's like a poster on the inside of the stall. So it's very funny to imagine you as Uncle Ben flashing back to that moment.
Something to be like, oh, he's missing, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Peter, you always miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Okay,
and then
so
I die.
How does that relate to Spider? How is Peter Parker gonna?
All right. Well, because the quote is for those who don't know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is now with Peter Parker. He's like, oh, yes, cool. Now I have this burden of responsibility. So he tries and goes and be a good guy.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to say in your dying breath.
I always said it.
Yeah, what? It was a classic Uncle Ben quote.
Yeah, Uncle Ben would always say it no matter what.
Peter, wake up.
With Grandpa,
good morning. No responsibility. Get your ass to school.
You yeah. dumb fuck.
Yeah.
How about you learn a fucking lesson for once, and then maybe you'll have some great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah. Hope I don't die picking you up from wrestling practice.
Yeah, Peter Parker, don't bully the bully by doing sweet dunks, Peter.
Anyway,
what?
See you at breakfast. So Peter took that to mean, because I have Spider-Man powers, I have a duty or responsibility to protect the people of New York. So 100% of the shots you don't take...
You always miss.
So that means, what shot is he currently taking?
Well, I guess that means that he's going to attempt to fight all crime.
No. He's going to stay a wrestler.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the shot he's taking. He's like, you're right, Uncle Ben. You've never been more right. Time to join the league. He just marches, leaving Uncle Ben to die in the snow, turns around and marches right back in. Give me a rematch.
Put me in there with Bonesaw again. This time I'll just do what I was meant to do and not knock him out or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah, or he might. Will he take up hockey? Hard to say.
Well, okay, no. All we got to do is we got to figure out what is Peter Parker in the Spider-Man canon not doing because he's a coward.
Yeah.
So the first thing he does, he calls MJ.
Hey, yeah.
Hey,
girlfriend? Question
you
mark.
You can always imagine, like, you know, Uncle Ben being like, if Peter's a bit nervous about something, he's like, well, I want to join the debate. And he's like, well, you're always going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so you may as well do it.
God, this what a wiener Peter Parker who's nervous about joining the debate team.
He's such a wiener boy.
Oh, my God. Well, he's made
such
him...
such a wiener boy.
The first thing Peter Parker then does is go up to Flash Thompson and punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Man, no. This is Peter Parker we're talking about. Punch him in the nuts.
Hell yeah. Always miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And he's got spider powers, so he literally punches Flash's testicles out of his mouth.
Impotent.
Impotent. Just no spine.
Enjoy impotence becomes his new catchphrase. Hey, Green Goblin! What? Enjoy impotence! I would be so fucking scared. What's this Spider Kid gonna do to me? I'd be thankful when he just punched me in the balls.
But he would just shatter your pelvis.
Yeah, but who? That phrase, enjoy impotence, has so. It's so mysterious. It could mean so many different things.
What if you had, like,
does he have a ray?
If you have, like, a ray gun that you then shoot. Like, and you just say, enjoy impotence, it would stop you. Like, wait,
I would be so scared.
What did you do?
What do you know, Peter Parker? Okay, so calls MJ.
Yeah.
Is like, let's date.
Let's do this. Let's go out for a
MJ's
date.
MJ's into him, right? Like, she'd be down for it.
Depends
at this
how he
point,
asks.
It might be Gwen Stacy.
Oh, yeah,
though.
True. Gwen. It'd be Gwen.
Also depends how he asks. If he asks in a way where she's like, he's just like, hey, want to go on a date with me? Because I gotta take 100% of the shots.
Yeah.
Or if he's still like the nerdy Peter Parker.
I think he'd have that boost of self-confidence mixed with grief of a father figure dying.
Gwen Stacy, do you want to go on a date? Sorry, my uncle just died. But I'm full of confidence and sadness.
Yeah, look, maybe I don't think he might not straight away call. I feel right now he might have some bigger
but
things to deal
he's
with.
He's got to take 100% of the shots.
He doesn't
want to miss a shot.
Well, because of the...
Well, that thing is, he might be too, like, bewildered with grief and that kind of stuff, and he might be having a shit one. But then when Gwen Stacy does come to the funeral, he might be like, fuck it. Yeah. Asking Gwen Stacy out at the funeral of my uncle is the best move.
Ask her out in a eulogy, like, when you're talking. Yeah. Be like, hey, also, while I'm here...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know those like those high school films where, the nerdy boy or the person is a little bit downtrodden, depressed, and gets all, like, whatever, sad, but then in, like, the high school... valedictorian speech has this big, massive thing, and maybe it's a confession of love, and maybe something like that. That, but in a eulogy?
Yeah, that's absolutely what's happening.
So, I feel like we're making a more socially inept Peter.
Hey, also...
But a more confident one.
So Peter Parker comes outside to Uncle Ben shot.
Yeah. Yep.
Uncle Ben is like, you always miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I would think that was Uncle Ben being like, kill my killer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I guess I got to kill the guy that killed Uncle Ben.
Well, that's also like a thing that it's kind of just like, you miss 100. Yeah.
I would run off to the, well, I guess Peter Parker doesn't know where he went, but I mean, thankfully Peter Parker goes and kills him anyway, or he tries to. So I guess that stays the same.
Spider-Man killed that piece of shit, Mom.
Yeah.
I mean, Arnie.
Aunt.
I'm confused
okay,
again.
I don't know why he did that. That's sad. What?
Yeah.
What a great film. So Peter Parker... admits love for Gwen Stacy in the eulogy for his grandpa's funeral. Uncles. Is she?
It's in the fucking name.
We're all bad at it for some reason. Maybe
I've
not
fucked it up. Uncle Ben.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, just be lucky that I've not called Gwen Stacy Gwen Stefani. Like I've nearly done every single time I've said it.
Well, I'm with you, man.
Yeah. No. So, do we think Gwen Stacy is the kind of person that is going to be like, wow, he professed his love in a eulogy, or is she going to be like, no, thank you, Peter Parker, you weirdo?
I don't know. I think maybe because she's keen.
Yeah, okay.
Also, with a lot of Peter's like opportunities that arise, he often says no.
Yeah.
Like, for example, it's like, hey, working at Oscorp or whatever.
Mm.
And he's usually like, well, no, because, you know, you guys have like... He's like, all right, no, because you're like probably more villainy and like
true.
I have a responsibility to stop that. But he's like, no. I need to take that shot because maybe I can either do good or just succeed from the inside.
Does this become a Peter Parker that uses lethal force?
I would say so, yes.
I feel like, yeah, right? Like, that's the kind of lesson I would take there. Like, it's
not necessarily. I reckon on the second time, yes. I reckon if he's arresting someone twice.
Yeah, because he's like, because I missed a shot, you know?
Yeah.
I got to take that shot. Boom. Instead of webs, it's bullets.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it doesn't have organic web shooters, yeah?
No.
So he's making bullet wrists.
He's a very different Peter Parker.
Always miss 100% of the shots. He's like, yeah, guns.
Shots, guns, shoot bullets. Okay.
Some reason, I like that idea that this Uncle Ben was more of a Gretzky fan.
Yeah, okay.
So it kind of made Peter Parker do more like hockey, ice hockey-based activities. So I'm hoping rather than joining like an underground wrestling rink,
you
like underground ice hockey ring.
Maybe his mask will be a goalkeeper's mask.
Yeah, and you know, he has a big stick.
I really like about this Uncle Ben quote is that it's not an Uncle Ben.
I know.
Quote. Like, imagine Peter Parker doesn't know it's Wayne Gretzky. Then later on he finds it out and he's like,
because if he knows it's my
uncle's homespun wisdom. Mm.
Or because, again, like myself, where I use it as almost like a gag to be like, I know he was kind of being a, it was a gag
was it
around
a joke?
It. Is it a joke?
Is my Uncle Ben a piece of shit?
Is he?
Let's say Spider-Man outfit now is hockey mask, bullet wrists. He's kind of cool, Spider-Man.
How about this? Hockey mask, jersey, and like just a stick, but like a lot of pucks.
Yeah.
He'll just puck at people.
You've just made Casey Jones.
I have made Casey Jones, and it rules.
Okay,
Casey Jones, I can walk on walls.
You can
that's
walk on
true.
Walls in ice skating boots.
Yeah,
that's you can just skate up.
Cool.
Okay.
Shout out to accidentally making a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles friend. Does he start it? Isn't it?
I don't know their relationship.
A young Sam Rockwell plays him in the first animated, no, the first live action film.
Yeah, because I know that they're like friends towards. Like, I knew that they became friends, but I wasn't sure if he started as, like, a villain. I was like, I hate turtles!
I thought they went, like, around, like, he's like, I hate turtles. I love turtles. I hate them again.
Nah, he was always their friend, I think. Maybe there might have been a bit of miscommunication at the
start. He hits people with a hockey stick, and you can't fault
that's pretty
that.
Sick. All right, so what are other opportunities or other things that Peter Parker shies away from? What about the classic Peter Parker situation? Gwen Stacy is dangling from one... maybe it's MJ. In the first Spider-Man movie, MJ, he can either save MJ or he can save a cable car full of children. How does he use his philosophy to solve that conundrum?
He try and do both.
He try and do both.
And fail at both.
But he took the shot, though.
That's
because
true.
Because he'd be like, look, would you rather that I went out and I save, say, all the people in the cable car, but MJ died. Or I saved MJ, the cable car died. This way, I tried to do both, and yes, I did fail, but I
wanted no one to die, everyone died, but I tried.
That's great. This Spider-Man sucks, because every time he fails, he's like, I tried.
Took the shot.
Don't care. People are dead. Took the shot.
Look, yeah, well, what's that?
You always miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and I took both shots.
Exactly.
But how's that any different? So you'd prefer Peter to, when he fucks up and people die, just mope?
Well, he's got to apologize.
Spider-Man isn't like...
It's not his fault that they're there.
Spider-Man's going to be like, I'm sorry I didn't...
It's his fault Mary Jane's there.
I'm sorry I didn't save your children. Not like, well, I took the shot.
Well, that's the thing.
He doesn't need to make a press statement about it.
No, I was just talking about apologizing to the family.
Again, he could apologize. It's not his fault.
Hey, I wouldn't expect... Look,
So that's Peter Parker, what do you want from your superheroes?
If Batman was fucking prancing around and the Joker shot my dad, I wouldn't want Batman knocking on my door being like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your dad died.
Imagine
Shut up!
Imagine you're watching from the bridge as the cable car full of children, one of which is your child, and a woman you've never met is dangling there, and you're like, oh, well, obviously he'll save my child. And then he goes down the middle to try and save both. You're like, what?
Down the middle? That's just incompetency.
I don't mean physically in the center of the boat. He doesn't just run in the middle and bypass the two. He tries
Spider-Man's an idiot. He's clearly been horse-touched.
He tries to save both, and then both die. I would be like, excuse me, Spider-Man, what the fuck? And then I would like him to be like, yeah, my bad. That's not unreasonable.
So you want to quit.
Okay, so for example, all right.
Don't want to quit. My bad. And then he swings off.
But like, it's not Spider-Man's fault for those people.
I know. It's Spider-Man's fault.
I would want an apology by the Green Goblin.
But I know I'm not getting that. And it's also Spider-Man's fault for not saving my children. And instead trying to save both. There's just a clear answer here. That's all.
I mean, it's just like, if you're a cop in that situation, you do your best to try and make everyone win, and then things fuck up. I'm like, that cop should lose his badge.
Yeah, but imagine there's a cop, right?
Yeah.
And there's a hostage that has a bomb, and there's a hostage that has a gun to a woman's head. And instead of trying to stop the one with a bomb, because you have seconds on the clock, you try to stop both, and both fail, and then both go off. That's on that cop.
This is just the cable car thing. And you are just trying to apply your philosophy to it, which is whatever, don't touch it, and whatever happens makes sense.
No, I'm saying save the kids. Don't save MJ. Let her die.
You're saying press the button to kill
Always
MJ.
Pull the lever. Let one person die so that many may live. That's the most reasonable answer.
I agree with you, but Spider-Man is a crafty boy. He might be able to save
But
both.
He didn't.
Well, in your scenario, he didn't.
Hooray, Spider-Man
But what happens
tried.
If he tries and he succeeds?
What if he... Okay, the cable car dilemma. There's an option that you can, like, blow up the cable car, but it splits in two and kills both.
What?
The tracks divides.
Yeah.
There's a cable car going towards one. You can change the track, it kills one person, whatever. What if there's a third button that blows up the cable car, which could, you think, might stop it, but in a terrible tragedy results in the cable car splitting in two and going down both sides of the track?
Don't take the risk. Just kill one person.
That is a risk still.
No, it's not. You know the consequences. One person will die.
But you don't know that...
You don't... Again, look.
No, because killing one person is a risk.
Yeah.
You're
like,
killing someone.
You're
killing
it's not
someone,
a risk. It's a
or you're killing no, other
it's
people.
A, it's a
risk. But there might be like, look, if I can do something risky, then there is like maybe a 30% chance that both groups survive.
I'd still be mad at Spider-Man.
Well, look, you holding Spider-Man up to like the fucking Ubermensch here.
The Ubermensch. Anyway, look, we're not going to solve the
it's
cable all right, car problem
because Spider-Man, you're going to be a Spider-Man villain and he'll just arrest you, so it's fine.
What did I do?
I like that how Spider-Man's a cop in this. This is good.
Well, that ties into mine, but we'll get to that later.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
look. Yes.
What would an apology do anyway?
It would make me feel better because my kid's dead. I don't know if you know this, Dusha, but my child drowned. Because of Spider-Man's incompetence. So
Spider-Man.
It would just be sweet if Spider-Man could come to me and be like,
Spider-Man.
I'm so sorry that happened, Jackson.
I suppose
my
you listened
condolences.
To the fucking Daily Bugle Woo! Propaganda blaming Spider-Man. But it was the Green Goblin who put these people in this situation to begin with.
Yeah, but Spider-Man tried to save both. I'd always also be furious if he saved Mary Jane and not my kids. I'd be like, what?
Well,
what is wrong
if it was
with...
your kid, and then it was like, say, Mary Jane and a couple of people in a car?
What if Mary Jane was your kid and the other kids were
then
your kid?
Then save Mary Jane.
Shut up.
Shut up. You're a piece of shit.
I'm just honest.
I hope Spider-Man kills you.
Oh, yeah. I hope Spider-Man tries to save you but breaks your neck. And everyone's like, you did that, Spider-Man. How tragic. And he looks down and he's like, I know.
I did it.
And everyone starts
clapping. And everyone claps. Headline, Jackson Bailey dies. World celebrates.
No frowns ever again.
New York, all villains give up villainy. happy he's dead. Anyway.
All right, so all in all, look, my Spider-Man might not be too different to the current Spider-Man, just a bit more reckless, and a bit willing to take a couple more risks.
The easiest way to grade these is two categories. Yeah. Well, on a sliding scale of Spider-Man to Spider-Menace.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Spider-Man is clearly in the Spider-Man department. Green Goblin is a Spider-Menace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your Spider-Man's probably bang in the middle.
I reckon he might win over J. Jonah Jameson, because he might be doing some risky things that pay off initially.
And when J. Jonah Jameson is like, do this, he's like, all right.
Yeah.
Gotta take that shot. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, a lot of it really is dependent on those first few, I guess, missions, for lack
of a better
word.
Sure, he takes heaps of shots, but it also depends on how many succeed.
Yeah. He's kind of almost like the Spider-Man version of Jim Carrey's Yes Man.
Yes!
He'll just do it, whatever it is, because he doesn't want to miss the shot.
Yeah. Hey, Spider-Man, kill Jackson Bailey.
Yes. Don't want to miss that shot. Someone's got to take it.
Hits me with a bat.
Oof. Spider-Man, why?
Not dead. Ooh, ow. Smacks me again. Oof.
I hate that you're doing this.
Please stop. What did I do to you? Oof. You killed my kid and now this.
Oof. I just want an apology. Oof.
It's not so much to ask.
Oof.
People gather around. It takes them like an hour for some reason. <We're> just...
So, I think at the end of the day, you always miss 100% of the shots you don't take is a Spider-Mena.
Yeah.
All right? And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, just a weird pause. But while I have you here, have you heard of our sister podcast, Thumb Cramps? It's a weekly video game review show where three useless idiots have a chat about the video games we've been playing over the last week. We go over AAA games, games on the Switch, old classics, new games that have just come out for the Switch, indie darlings, and of course, talk about our favorite video game console, the Switch. If you find yourself time poor, bad at video games, just plain impatient, or wholeheartedly just adore the Switch, check out Thumb Cramps on iTunes, Spotify, or directly from our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Okay.
All right, so I mentioned this before, but my Peter Parker, when I die in Peter Parker's arms and I'm whispering things, I'm not a man who goes around saying, so I'm probably, my final words are going to be like, Peter, call the cops. So,
it's so great that your last moments are furious at your nephew as he just cradles you, thinking it was a life lesson. Thanks, Uncle Ben.
What? Call the cops!
I hear you, Uncle Ben! Call the cops, I'm dying!
Call the cops, you can't misconstrue. You're like, oh yes, I gotta call the cops. When you're shot, I feel you might be a bit more cryptic. You might just be saying cops. If you're saying cops, then he's like, yes. Join the police force.
Well, even if I manage to squeeze out call the cops, I just like the idea that he now just becomes a snitch. Just calling the cops on everyone.
Oh, man.
Underpaid at the pizza place, gets the cops on the phone. They stop answering his calls. Uncle always said, call the cops.
Does he still become Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except he maybe...
I reckon what he does, he's almost like a concerned citizen,
where
he'll like stake out a lot of places, but the moment crime happens, he calls the cops.
Well, because
he's like Oracle, from
Batman, but without Batman,
but without Batman, and like swinging around the city, being like, ah, yes, a crime, cops,
so
there's a
annoying
crime
if,
happening,
like fucking. Dr. Octopus is trying to rob me or something, and I see Spider-Man, and I'm like, thank God, and he just pulls out his phone.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's happening now.
Hello, 911, what's your emergency? Yes, police.
Oh, hello, Peter Parker.
There is another crime happening. A man in a scorpion suit is stabbing a fellow man.
Hey.
Oof.
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 Scorpions are stabbing you. Peter Parker's just
calling Peter! Me. Peter! I'm currently dying! Presently!
And it's also good because, yeah.
An apology would be nice. Oof. Yeah.
Well, because, yeah, Uncle Ben dies after Peter Parker gets bitten by a spider. So, yeah, he has the spider powers, but just keeps calling the cops. He could stop in and stop
absolutely.
Us, but he refuses.
But also,
he just needs to call the cops.
You know, this Spider-Man's all right. He's like the you know, that whole bystander effect. He's the opposite. He's always there, always calling the cops.
Always forever on the phone to the police.
Plus, you know... let me start that again. In the timeline, when does Spider-Man start testing the extent of his power? Like, is that before or after Uncle Ben dies?
In the Raimi films, I think it's after. I'm pretty sure he Oh, actually.
I'm just not sure, because if it's after, then that means your Spider-Man has no idea what his powers are.
No, there's a little bit before, but then like he does it a little bit after as well.
Okay, but he still doesn't...
He doesn't have webs when Uncle Ben dies.
Yes.
So you don't. He doesn't have webs, or he doesn't really know the proper extent of his
powers.
He knows
he's strong and that he can stick to walls.
Yeah,
that's
so
it.
His suit's going to be...
Oh, wait, he does have web.
Just a, I was going to say a hoodie, but like with a Bluetooth.
Yeah, so he can constantly call the cops. Yeah. I guess the question then becomes, how do the cops fare against Spider-Man's villains? Like, if you shoot the Green Goblin, is he done? Is he down?
Well, if you shoot the Green Goblin, like as in Norman, he's fine. Like, he won't be fine. He will die.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Green Goblin armor, I think, is probably bulletproof.
Yeah, well, at least true. Bulletproof to a point. But then, even still, if the cops then kill Green Goblin, Harry's going to have then a vendetta against cops.
That's great.
Harry, you know, he goes to Peter Parker. Look, I know you're always fucking calling those cops. They killed my daddy.
The cops killed my father.
And then the secret becomes that Peter Parker called the cops to kill his father.
Yeah. Then one day he's walking there, he looks at Peter Parker's phone. Every single call is 911. What the hell?
What the hell? He has no friends. He always called the cops. Will this Peter Parker get out of shape? Can Spider-Man get out of shape?
Yeah. Look into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true. So he's not doing any, like...
He gets, like, weirdly out of shape, though, where he's still, like, like, he looks out of shape, but he...
He just is. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, he'll have a bit of a gut.
No, Spider-Man can, because there's been alternate universes or future universes, like Universe X and that kind of stuff, in the comic books where he gets a bit portly.
Okay, so he'll be a kind of a chunkier Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's just not doing...
Well, it depends, because if he's always calling the cops, he always wants to be the first on the scene. He might be running around heaps.
Do the cops hate Spider-Man?
They might investigate him for... like a fireman is always burning a fire, like starting fires.
The plot of Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The bad guy in that is doing terror attacks.
Yeah, but he keeps...
No, because he runs a newspaper company, so that his headlines are always... It's real dumb.
Yeah. Also, the plot of a TV series that that Jackson believes I made up called Early Edition.
Yeah, it
where
fake as hell.
Kyle Chandler.
Yeah,
he gets a newspaper that's from tomorrow. An orange cat delivers it to him.
That's
and
cool.
He uses it to solve crime.
Tell me, Zama didn't dream that.
And then police are like, "You're always calling the cops. What?" Maybe you're starting these problems to be the hero.
It's cool that in this version of Spider-Man, he becomes a crime scene photographer instead of just taking photos of Spider-Man. Because,
it's real.
You can show me as many pictures as you like. I'll just refuse to believe.
Look, you know, so what was probably the most ridiculous part of the picture, like the story you just heard? Was it the cat?
The cat
here's a picture with him in the cat. The cat exists.
See?
Kyle Chandler seems embarrassed to be in that shot.
It ran from 1996 to the year 2000.
That's incredible.
It was a great series.
So this Spider-Man becomes a crime scene photographer, right? Like, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He probably works he'd just get a job at the police. He'd just become a cop himself.
Or like a crime reporter, because he'd always be the first in the scene, so he'd be taking photos.
I'm a massive fan of the fact that no one wants photos of Spider-Man in this world.
Well, I don't think he'd even dress up as Spider-Man.
He'd just be a guy. He'd become a cop eventually.
He'd just be an Uber cop with the ability. But if he's a cop, does this Spider-Man just arrest people?
He'd be on... Yeah.
No, because, like, he didn't say call yourself.
Yeah, he didn't say be a cop. He said call the cop.
No, but you can imagine the
I see. I don't know, because I think the lesson here is that the cops will sort it out.
Yeah,
you can't do it, Peter Parker.
Call the cops. The cops will take care of it.
You'd be bowing down to authority.
Yeah, yeah.
So any kind of like storyline where Spider-Man or Peter Parker have to deal with like a corrupt authority, he just won't deal with.
Yeah, yeah. He'd call the cops on
the cops.
You kind of made a knock Spider-Man,
which is kind of neat.
Spider-Knock.
You've made Spider-Knock. He's lying. You've made him a dweeb. You've made him worse.
I've taken a nerd and made him more nerd.
Flash Thompson tries to beat the shit out of him and he calls the cops on him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Flash
Fight
Thompson's
your own battle.
Arrested. He's going to juvie.
Eat shit, Flash. Oh, remember, always call the cops.
Always call the cops.
Hey, it's Peter Parker, least popular kid in school.
Least popular kid in the history of the high school.
Hey, Peter, we're smoking some jazz cigarettes. Would you like some? Oh, he's on the phone to the cops.
Hello, 911. I'd like to report a dope smoking crime.
Oh. This Peter Parker is probably so consumed by little crimes that he never does anything about the villains. Like, surely he sees a traffic infraction or something.
Hello, police. Yes, my aunt just ran a red light.
Peter, I'm driving the car currently.
Yeah, she's being lippy.
Please come and arrest her. Thank you. I hate what Uncle Ben taught you. He taught you wrong. Yeah, wow, what an annoying Spider-Man.
So on the scale of Spider-Man to Spider-Menace, he is...
Spider-Menace.
But a nerd one.
Yeah, well, he's a Spider-Menace in that he's a menace to the world.
He's just not even a spider at this point.
He's just a menace.
He's just...
Menace.
No, he's not a menace because, like, he's reporting crimes.
Yeah, but he's not cool.
Yeah, you know, but he's being helpful to the community. I'm saying he's a very responsible person. He's seeing injustices in the world and he's calling them out by calling the cops. And maybe putting the right people behind bars. You know what? I like this Spider-Man. He's good.
Sometimes you just gotta call it in, Jack.
Sometimes you just gotta call it in.
All right. So as I'm lying there, big meaty head in Peter Parker's lap, and I'm dying.
Fleshy. I'm big. Probably drooling.
Dying from a bullet wound.
Coughing
to the dick,
at the time. You know. Sneezing a lot for some reason.
Dying
still
from
trying
the bat
to
wounds.
Shuttle cheese in your mouth.
He shot me in the balls.
Oof.
Peter Parker. I'm going to whisper it to him as quietly as I can. Live fast. Die young. Bad girls do it well.
My balls!
He shot me in my balls! And then I'm gone. So this is a reckless Peter Parker.
Yeah, you were yelling at mine for being reckless.
I was yelling at your... Look! I was yelling at yours for being an idiot. My Peter Parker has no allegiances to anyone. My Peter Parker's going to die young and leave a beautiful corpse.
He's never going to apologize.
Never in a million years.
You piece of shit!
Live fast, die young! Bad girls do it well! He's going to carry around a big plastic bag full of cocaine.
Well... Bad girls.
Right, great. Classic Spider-Man scenario. You got a trolley full of kids and MJ on the side. What does this Spider-Man do?
Blow up the bridge.
I demand an apology.
If everybody dies, no one wins.
And
then he swings away.
If everybody dies, no one does.
Exactly. He's going to live fast. I don't think he's even there. I think he's just partying somewhere.
Well, bad girls do it well means that MJ and Gwen won't be on his radar.
No. He wants a bad girl.
Oh, Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Yeah.
Peter Parker and Black Cat, but I feel like at this point,
Felicia
he's living
Hardy?
Too fast. Yeah, yep. Felicia Hardy. He's living too fast and dying too young for Black Cat. Peter Parker's playing chicken with a train.
What if he learns a lesson too quick and he just like kills himself?
When he lived fast. Well, he didn't live fast, though.
Oh, that's true. The live fast thing.
You gotta live fast. But I imagine this Peter Parker testing the absolute limits of his powers. Like, web to one side of the subway, web to the other side, head forward. Let the train hit him. See if he survives. Plastic bag full of cocaine.
Well,
on his
the live
side.
Fast, die young thing means like have fun, basically. So yeah.
So it's like Peter Parker's mask or Spider-Man's mask, just like a mask, but pulled up so his nose is exposed to do all that.
I imagine sort of like a classic rave look, pulled up with a pacifier in his mouth, neon colors. He's living his best possible
his
life.
His outfit is just like, he dresses like Sick Boy from fucking Trainspotting.
Absolutely. He's having the time of his life. Drops out of school straight away.
Well, yeah.
School's a drag, man.
What's he going to do with all the knowledge he already has? Forget it?
Yeah, that's what the headbutting the train's all about. I gotta forget this knowledge, Black Cat. And the trains keep hitting him and he keeps remembering things. What a classic. So yeah, fuck off MJ, fuck off Gwen Stacy, it's not happening.
Well, what about villains? Fuck off them too?
Oh no, maybe that's fun. Maybe that's where...
Well, actually, no, he'd probably just beat up every villain.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe that's where the
not
saying...
to make a change, just because, like...
Yeah.
You know what?
Let's do it well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what will probably happen here is that he will...
Good killing song, too.
Turn oh, yeah. on... He'll fight villains and be like, oh, it's too easy. You know what's easier? What's more challenging or more ridiculous? Fighting the heroes.
Oh, that's true.
He's just going to...
Do you think he's going to... But is he a villain at this point or just 100%. A maniac?
But like, if you imagine...
Yeah, but... Both. Okay, a maniac. A maniac that has a plastic bag full of cocaine and presumably two straws in his nostrils.
I'm sort of imagining him eating like, it.
Kind of. With a passive...
Just dipping the pacifier and sucking it off.
Woo!
But can you imagine him? Yeah, just
that
like...
That will burn his mouth.
Beating the shit.
Live fast, die young, yeah. man.
Like beating the shit out of Green Goblin while singing like...
Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Bang.
Enjoy impotence.
Enjoy impotence. Green Goblin. Smack.
Just
and he'd be like, but you're doing so much coke, you'd be all.
Surely you're more impotent than I am. Oof. What a great thing for Green Goblin to be saying as he dies. Your fact didn't make sense. Like, that's going to stop Spider-Man punching him right in the ball sack.
Well, yeah, because I guess if he's living fast, dying young, bad girls do it well, Ling.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's just going to take the path of, not the easiest path or the hardest path, but the most fun path.
Yeah. So,
he's staying in wrestling, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If he's having fun with it.
Yeah, if he's enjoying himself.
If he wants to presumably die at his peak, I feel like...
Oh, he's not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Never. Spider-Man just might find a way to take out all of the villains at once, but not in a sort of like, oh, you know what he might, his main form of attack
he might
be?
Doctor Strange love it.
Yeah, he may do. Nuke New York. That's what Uncle Ben was saying.
Yeah.
I was imagining.
He wants everyone to die young.
You know the spider Because
if we buggy? All die young, then live fast.
He's going to look at like Aunt May and just shake his head like,
disgusting.
You boring, Aunt May.
Aunt May! Boring!
I imagine him running down all his villains in the spider buggy. That's his main mode of attack. Yes. Bag of cocaine on the seat next to him. Foot down on the accelerator. Never going off.
No brake.
No brakes whatsoever.
He snapped it off.
Yeah, that pedal for losers.
Green Goblin having like a monologue and then just... Woo! Slammed into the side. Broken ribs, broken hips.
I can just
never
imagine...
walks again. That's it, man. Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well. That's what he plays all the time. It kind of drove him crazy, I guess. The death of his Uncle Ben. Seemed to take it a lot harder than the other Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's just no real classic Spider-Man except for the... MJ in the trolley full of kids, and he just chooses to blow up the
bridge.
Maybe
he just shoot Green Goblin in the head.
Gwen Stacy.
Green Goblin drops both.
Gets thrown off a bridge by Green Goblin.
Peter Parker's not even. Spider Man's not even there.
Yeah.
Who?
Cuts to Spider Man throwing hot dogs that he's buying off a hot dog vendor or something.
Pushing over a hot dog cart.
Yeah, exactly. It. He doesn't know what's happening with Gwen Stacy.
Trying to fry a dachshund.
But I think he'd be very creative in the way he took care of villains. You know, like he injured them, like tearing off Green Goblin's arms, that kind of thing.
Gluing them to Venom.
There you go, Venom. Now you got a regular
body. Imagine him using his bag of cocaine like a bag of tricks. Just be like, hey, Venom, sniff this. And just hucking a
handful of coke. How does the symbiote biology deal with coke?
I like the idea of him sticking Green Goblin's arms and legs. Venom, be like, hey, you got a regular body now. That rules.
You look normal now. That's crazy. Venom has limbs. You look great now, Venom. Peter Parker away. He's just called Peter Parker.
Yeah, there's no Spider-Man.
He might be called Petey Pete or something.
PDP.
Yeah. Gold teeth, grill.
He's 2P. Cool.
He's almost the direct opposite of Spider-Knock, you know?
Yes.
He's cool ass. Everyone loves him. He doesn't have a job because he doesn't need a job. Mm. He robs banks or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he mugs people. He doesn't.
How long is it going to be before he dies?
Oh, it's going to be quick.
2 weeks?
Yeah, he gets maybe like a fortnight out of Spider-Maning before he just goes. And he probably goes with blowing up a building or something very exciting. Maybe he just attaches heaps of fireworks to his body, propels himself towards whatever villain is fighting him that week. And
hope it's someone not even that good. The Tinkerer.
Live fast, die young.
Just covered in tats.
A big maybe tattoo dreads of Uncle Ben on the front.
Yeah.
White guy dreads.
I like he's done this transformation in 2 weeks.
Immediately after Uncle Ben died in his arms, he left for the tattoo parlor.
Kind of looking like James Franco in Spring Breakers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just that look.
Riff Raff from Real Life.
He's incredible.
Is he a SoundCloud rapper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Different colored teeth or whatever. Tattoos on his face. He's incredible. He's.
I'll imagine under his eye just says "Eat shit, Norman Osborn."
He still saves. You know, I feel like in 2 weeks he could take care of any villains that come his way.
See you in hell, Eddie.
Yeah, because he's got no sense of self-preservation. So
actually, he'd just straight away he'd become symbiote Spider-Man instantly.
Oh yeah,
he'd
be absolutely. Like,
he'd probably try and eat fucking Carnage.
Gonna eat my baby, I guess. Yeah. Maybe he. The moment he becomes Venom, and then he just eats all of his villains, and then he goes into a rave, and the music kills him.
But he thinks it's good.
Yeah. This rules, as the Venom symbiote's like, ah! He's squeezing it around his body. No, stay with me.
This is great. I'm vibing. You love this.
I'm feeling this. Aren't you feeling this? And then he dies in the dance floor. And it was a quick.
I guess the symbiote has to maybe kill Peter to get away.
He can flee. He goes down Peter Parker's throat and chokes him out.
Yeah, it's the only way he can get away from the music is just down Petey's throat
into his stomach.
Petey's like, just oh well,
who cares?
Last words are who cares?
Who cares? As he gets the last remnants of coke in his plastic bag and flings it into the crowd.
Puts the plastic bag full of coke in his head and ties it up. Try getting out now, Venom.
Who cares?
He was like a beautiful firework, you know. The candles that burn shine the light brightest,
burn the fastest,
burn the quickest, and so is the case with Speedy P.
So Spider-Man to Spider Menace,
Spider Menace,
just the Spider Menace,
absolute Spider Menace,
just the menace,
absolutely. But he was beautiful, you know. He shone so bright. Wow.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
God bless.
No one can live forever. Why not live for not long?
No one can live forever. Why not not live?
I feel maybe with great power comes great responsibility. Might be the best advice.
Look, we got a pretty good Spider-Man out of it instead of these three troublemakers.
I want to see this Spider-Verse. Yeah.
My PDP just doesn't arrive.
PDP's a bad influence on the other Spider-Man, especially Spider-Ham.
He cooks Spider-Ham up and eats him like a spit.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.